Good morning. Welcome to the Australian Early Finance Briefing for Wednesday, the 5th of August 2020. My name's Nick Hurley here in Melbourne. Now, we're already into the Australian quarterly profit season. Most of the companies are still yet to report. We've only had a few so far, such as Rio Tinto, IOOF, and some resource companies. Now, UBS has issued a statement talking about we're about to hit a dividend recession in Australia, with a lot of companies cutting their dividends. The analyst Peter Stoltz expects earnings per share to fall 21%, which is as bad as the global financial crisis. And then that will translate into a 39% plunge in dividends per share. Part of the problem is that we're not really knowing who and how much the impact of this pandemic has had on companies. So typically before a not great reporting season, you'll have a confession season, he calls it, where you'll get companies sort of giving sort of warnings that their guidance is going to be weak. Now, we don't see that this time around, and in fact, he says 49 of the top 100 companies actually either just removed guidance altogether or lowered it since early March. So there's still half we don't know about. Now, he also says that he expects 35% of companies are unlikely to actually declare a dividend, and that's compared to less than 10% that reported at the same time last year. But he does mention that there's some sort of positives, like we've seen a lot of the healthcare and resource companies do very well, including, he mentioned, CSL, Fortescue, Telstra, JB Hi-Fi, Ansell. Those sort of companies are likely to hold or raise their dividends. However, you know, there's going to be a lot more that are either reducing or eliminating, including the predictable, the sort of commercial REITs, some of the banks and the airlines. Okay, moving to corporate debt now. Now, we mentioned in a recent episode that there's been a record amount of corporate debt issuance in the US, up significantly this half compared to the previous year. However, the FT is reporting that's starting to taper off. So corporate borrowers raised $259 billion during July, which is less than half of the over half a trillion dollars sold in June, and is the lowest monthly total since December. Now, many corporate investment grade companies in the US are sort of behind the decline. Only $76 billion of IG debt's been sold in July, when the last preceding 4 months were over $200 billion. Now, they conclude that it's a sign that companies think they have enough cash to ride out the storm, and for the time being at least. Now, what the conundrum this sort of creates is if there's a nasty downgrade and a default cycles triggered, it will obviously, you know, put a lot of pressure on bond funds and bond investors. On the other side, if there's a V-shaped recovery, there'll be, you know, potentially inflationary pressure, which will obviously impact the debt markets as well. So they warn that, you know, central banks will have their work cut out to sort of not let this happen, and it's definitely going to be a sort of fine line to tread. The other big issue is that the duration of the debt, so i.e., you know, the sensitivity of the bonds to interest rates, which is, you know, reflected in when the payments are sort of due on these instruments, has blown out to a huge record. It's now 8.38 years is the average investment grade duration. That's up from, in the year 2000, that was about 5.5 years. So it's gone up a lot. So if we are seeing, you know, inflationary pressures come in, then there'll be a huge impact on the valuation of these assets going forward. now onto the topic of ESG funds or environmental, social and governance or sustainable can be yes. Now, there's obviously a huge amount of inflows, particularly in Europe, into this sort of new, fairly new asset class. Unlike Europe, in the US, there's a lot of conjecture about sort of the fiduciary legitimacy of investing pension money into these sorts of companies or funds. Now, State Street Global Advisors have sort of come out against the US Department of Labor, which wants to require private pension administrators to prove that they were not sacrificing financial returns by putting money in ESG-focused investments. Now, it's not just State Street that's sort of kicking up a fuss about this government proposal. There's a lot in the pension industry there that are saying, look, this is silly, because investing in ESG companies is actually, certainly from a long-term perspective, a wise, sensible investment. There's been a lot of pressure from sort of the corporates in the US, sort of saying that investors should focus on traditional financial metrics only. State Street's argument has been that, you know, they're concerned that the Department of Labor's collapsing the concept of impact investing, which is sort of investing with a particular intention in mind. Obviously, it's normally in the realm of sort of the ESG space, but it's not the same as ESG as a sort of general concept. So, you know, they're saying investors consider the potential financial risks of issues such as climate change or high executive pay as critical things in the stock picking process. And these are all things that ESG are designed to pick up. Moving to the markets now, and the US has opened about an hour after trade, fairly flat. The S&P largely flat, with NASDAQ up a little bit, 21 basis points. The Australian dollar is trading up again, up about 0.25% versus the US dollar. Now that will probably put some downward pressure on the Australian market when it opens later today. In terms of economic information, we'll have the RBA sort of minutes published, and then also we will have the Virgin Airlines new sort of existing management team, but with new owners, outline their vision for Virgin 2.0. That's your early update for Wednesday. Have a great day.
This podcast is for investment professionals only and should not be relied upon by private investors. The podcast is provided for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The values of investments can go up or down, so you may get back less than you initially invest.